glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. His presence and glory is available on the earth. Man was born to fellowship with God. Fellowship he offers to that to every person. Every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. And the heaven is filled with the glorious splendor of his majesty. And here's what's amazing. His glory and presence is everywhere on the earth too. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we invite you here. I believe with those listening that Jesus, you will reveal yourself to them, and also believe with them for their needs. If they have spiritual, physical needs, emotional needs, we all have them, and I believe with them. And so just believe with me now. And Jesus said, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here and acknowledge that you are God. When someone knows Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, meets him in that way, they find what humans were created to do, and they will find everything that they long for, want, need, desire, hope for, long for. And it's beyond words. Okay, let me repeat again. Jesus revealed in Revelation 3:20 and in the Gospels, but in Revelation 3:20 that he offers fellowship. The only true God has revealed himself as the Father, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So when we know Jesus Christ and have him in our spirit being and around, we have God Almighty. He's the Lord God Almighty. That's a revelation that the Holy Spirit gives to a person. And he's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's beyond words. So this series is called The Glory of the Lord. This past week, the messages have been about God's love and mercy. You realize we could do a series called The Glory of the Lord, and every message could be titled that, and that series could last forever. And just talking about him, his glory, his majesty, and all that he is, all that he does, all that he has done and is doing now and will do even for eternity. All those things, if you look at yesterday's message in the notes, all those things that it just so wonderful that Jesus does. This is the only true God. That's what he does. You know, the results of the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, also another aspect of it is the anointing. And again, the anointing is an eternal revelation. We could give a series about the anointing that could last forever. Okay. And the anointing, Jesus revealed that, Luke 4, verses 18, 19, I believe. And there's these glorious results. I'll just read some of them, just paraphrasing. This is right from Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Okay, that's really, that's the poor in spirit, those who are spiritually hungry. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Here we've got healing. Liberty, freedom to the captives, those who are bound. Recovery of sight to the blind. So that, let's let God be God. That's, he opens the eyes of the blind physically. He can heal blindness and deafness physically, but this is also the spiritual. Jesus even spoke about that at one point. He said, if you... But that's when we find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now we can see spiritually. Glory to God. Amen. To set at liberty, here's another liberty, those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. If it was just that first one, or if it was just to heal the brokenhearted, heal. We all want, need that, right? If somebody, well, okay. But there's so much in all of this. Why? Because the glory of the Lord himself, when he's just, I give these analogies on the pleasure and joy and happiness scale of 1 to 10, the Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, is infinity. In this is how a human can walk with God and know him, and okay, and also how we do ministry. That's the only way. It's the Spirit who gives life, Jesus said. Also, the yoke was destroyed because of the anointing oil. That's the Holy Spirit. Okay, also, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Famous verse. That's Zechariah 4:6. Okay. And you understand all the Lord himself, his glory, beyond words. It's Jesus said it's the treasure hidden in a field. He didn't give any comparisons and say, well, this is, you know, I'm giving comparisons which really don't do justice at all. Let's just let Jesus' parable be exactly what he said when he spoke about the treasure hidden in a field. He didn't compare it to anything and say, well, this is a treasure worth more than all the world. It's just, this is the treasure. This is what humans were created for, created to do. If someone can find that, they will only want the Lord Jesus. And let's look at the next word, hidden. Hidden in a field. God hides. Jesus hides. In many different layers of that. That's a whole different teaching. But people wonder, so many people wonder, well, that's an objection they have. You say that this is, all of this, here's an objection they would present if they listen to these messages, or they would say, there's no way that this can be. Look at all these Christians. I don't see any difference in them. What they're doing, it's so boring, it's dead religion, it's awful. They, you know, they would come up with all kinds of objections like that. And one aspect of it is that there's several answers to that. Very few get the anointing in the presence of Jesus. Very few people. Also, God hides. That's one of the reasons few get the presence of Jesus. Also, many people are not worthy of it. We have to prove ourselves worthy. And here's another aspect of an explanation, you might say. Jesus said something very profound. Everything he said is profound. He said, whoever has, he will be given more, and he will have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Now, what is he speaking about? He's revealing the law of abundance. So when someone does get the anointing, the presence of Jesus, then it's just an abundance. Amen. It's just awesome. It's just beyond comprehension. Those who don't have it, they don't have it at all. It's kind of an all or nothing. Jesus revealed that. Let's just let Jesus' word stand right there. The law of abundance. And related to the anointing, it's related to other things too. Definitely. But this is relevant because someone may, if we go to a typical church in the United States or in any country in the world, very, very few people will actually have the presence of Jesus. I'm referring to the anointing. I've been saying this in previous messages. It's important to understand. Most believers they just stay in the first of the four phases. They don't get the... They don't become born of the Holy Spirit. They don't get or understand, you might say, the presence of Jesus, the glory of God. All this is so wonderful, so glorious. They just don't get it. They won't understand it. Because there's a second birth. Born again and then born of the Holy Spirit. Okay. There's so much that I do want to present with the intention of shedding light on the glorious Lord God Almighty. But I keep trying to focus on the big picture, and not getting into not giving a extended teachings about things, because it's just so important. It's all about a relationship and catching the Spirit, so to speak, and then everything flows from that, and celebrating Jesus Christ, and because we as humans often, we are doers, we want to study and we get distracted. As I mentioned yesterday, so many things that keep us from the most important thing, developing that relationship, seeking Him till we find Him. And sometimes even the good things that we do keep us from that. It's okay, and we're trying. That's a key. I don't want to criticize too much anyone. As I mentioned, people in the first phase of the four phases. Glory to God that they're saved. Amen. And there's a deep revelation that it's up to a person if they move into that second phase. That's an eternal revelation that God has given man that choice. And there's other aspects too, that it's simple, it's easy, it's what we were created to do. It's on and on. I do want to just touch on this is something new I haven't presented recently. A great man of God gives an awesome teaching. Here I am talking about a teaching, but there's a point here. A great teaching called the 14 Foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And it's so awesome to realize the same Holy Spirit, God Almighty, that moved in the Old Testament and all these incredible events, that's the same Holy Spirit that we, if we know Jesus, who we know, you know, this, the same Holy Spirit, same Lord, same, and to think that these incredible foundations, you know, I'll just give a few of them. The Spirit of creation that created the heavens and the earth and then restored the earth. That's in, you know, Genesis 1, 2, and 3. The author and giver of life created human beings, created the first person, created... Okay? The next one, the flaming sword in Genesis chapter 3. This... Okay? That flaming, there's a sword with a flame with it. And remember, when we meet, it's just so glorious, so glorious. And this same Holy Spirit, the same Lord who moved in all these foundations, but more than that, you know, you think of Elijah and Moses, these most anointed, two of the most anointed men in history. That same anointing, that was Jesus Christ in their life. He just had not been revealed as Jesus Christ. To think that when God sent His Son to the earth, He's sending Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior and the Lord God Almighty. Alive forever. And through the Holy Spirit, every person can have a full relationship with Jesus Christ. It's truly incredible. Truly incredible. It's to think that if someone says no, look at what they're saying no to. We have the view, I'll try to finish with this, but it's so fascinating. It reveals how we need the revelation from the Holy Spirit. We have different views of, very, very different views often, and unbelievers probably have, well, let me say it this way. Most people on the earth have very, very different views of Jesus Christ and of God. Especially unbelievers. But to think that Jesus Christ is God, that He's one with the Father, that He's no longer a man, He's alive. And when we know Him, we have the Lord God Almighty in our life. I'm trying to think of some examples. Even we as believers, we might have the view, you know, we look at some of the events in Jesus' life, like when He was a man on the earth. He, you know, had compassion on the woman who was caught that they were going to stone, and he completely forgave her. Okay, he had, I just read yesterday the famous portion where people questioned, you know, why is Jesus spending time with tax collectors and prostitutes? Tax collectors back then were considered corrupt people and prostitutes. Okay, and then Jesus had compassion on the people and fed the 20,000 with just a small amount of food. In many places in the Gospels, Jesus healed all. You know, we know the specific healings and incredible healings, healing people who had been, you know, had terrible infirmities for like 30 years, 20 years. You know, the woman spent all her money, couldn't be healed, and she just touched Jesus, was healed. All the, you know, 20, I think there's at least 25 or 30 specific, you know, healings that we have recorded. Okay, raised the dead, 3 people I believe he raised from the dead, okay, and healed. But in many places, several places, it says he healed all. We somehow, we don't have a full picture, the full revelation from the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is God and everything he did, the Father was doing. You know, like everything Jesus did, literally the Father, the Holy Spirit did them through Jesus Christ. And Jesus, well, so somehow you understand what I'm presenting, and even Spurgeon, as I mentioned, spoke about this in one of his messages. He's a patriarch of the faith. We think that the Father God is totally, completely, often, or many of us, and then especially unbelievers, think that God, that the Father God Almighty is totally different. That it's Jesus is somehow different, but they're one. Spurgeon said it this way. He said, "Don't think of," these were his words. He said, "Don't think of God the Father as a tyrant in heaven who had to change when Jesus died for the world. That's the Father God's plan for the world from before the foundation of the world. He, think of his love for the world. He gave his only son. He gave his only son eternally in 3 ways, but he gave his only son as a man who died for the world. Think of that. All these things that we put together, that list of all the wonderful things Jesus does. So wonderful. Like, I think it's, I don't know how many it is. Well, you could put the word, you could change that to the Father loves, the Father saves, the Father heals, the Father gives, on and on and on. Now, there is a difference, and Jesus was very clear. We should have even more reverence, fear God Almighty, and have reverence but so this is just, I think this is something the Holy Spirit can reveal to us. Thanks for listening. Please email us. We're believing with you for your needs. Thank you for following and being a partner with this ministry. We need your support too. We want to move into more platforms, and you can help us. Please pray for us. We need your financial support. Our website, wonderreality.org, is secure. Please, you know, we welcome your emails and your donations. Blessings.